good to be with you. It's a great day to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. PowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great show today, like I said, about three times. It's not often I actually have somebody in the flesh right here. In fact, I can reach out and touch him right now. Wayne Elliott, he's with us. Of course, we'll talk about heart drops, his shipbreaking business, health in general, other products that he's used and he knows about, REM sleep. Interesting, he did a little, I don't know what we call it, self-study or something about with the REM sleep, so we'll talk about that. We're sure to have a good time, and, you know, it'll be great. We will also be joined by Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
I am here. Another great day in America. How can you beat it?
Yes, it is. We're going to do news, and then we will get to Wayne from there.
We got Wild Bill Elliott sitting right next to us, the terror of Canada.
Is that why they shipped him down here?
That's why he's down here. He's on a 6 months hiatus. They won't let him back into the country.
Canada.
There he is. Some big stories that not getting a lot of attention. I didn't even, this morning, Uncle Kevin made me aware of it, in France. What's going on in France here, Kev?
Oh, all the truckers and everybody have shut down the country, supposedly, I've heard, because they're planning on cutting their pensions. And you know how what people do when somebody says they're going to cut their pensions. They freak. So supposedly everything is ground to a halt, you know?
Is this the beginning? You know, is this kind of ground zero for...
I think so. Yeah, that in Virginia. I mean...
What do you mean, Virginia? Oh, the gun situation.
Oh, the gun situation. Gun situation over here and the yellow vests over in Europe.
Well, do you think this is the beginning of just pensions across the globe?
Oh, yeah. We know all the pensions are all in a mess. They're 30% funded at the most, you know?
Were you having trouble in Canada, Wayne, about pensions or any of those things? I mean, is there talk of that underfunding or anything?
Well, our own government pensions, the old age pension, Social Security is underfunded. So the government's own pensions to the citizens, which aren't great to start with, is in trouble. So people 20 years younger than me are not expected to see anything.
There's two words that hangs over governments like a guillotine, literally, when you're talking about funding. It's called unfunded
liability. That's three word.
No, it's two words.
Oh, yeah, two words.
Yeah, good job.
Three syllables. I just woke up.
Four syllables. Actually, five.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
More syllables, no money.
Exactly.
More syllables than money. Yeah, that's hilarious. Does that concern you? I mean, what
nothing
level
can,
of concern?
One
to
ten.
1 to 10. What level of concern?
For me?
No, just for.
In general.
In general.
Zero for me. I guess two licks. What happens over there?
Well, because what happens in France is going to happen.
Yeah, it is going to happen.
It's all interconnected.
But I don't have a pension, so I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, this is something to keep track of for two reasons, two big reasons. I'm sure more. These pensions are unfunded or underfunded. We've been talking about that for years.
Yeah, California.
Oh, my gosh.
Hugely underfunded.
Can you imagine something like this happens in California?
Oh, then you know, then it's going to topple all the way across the United States, you know. Once one goes, the rest of them are going to panic and everybody, you know, they're all going to fall.
You know, when this came to our awareness in Canada is when a couple of steel mills went bankrupt and didn't have the money in the pension, so the folks that worked there got half their pension amount or a third. It was just a disaster, and hard to believe there isn't a lot more in waiting, you know, that it was just these few. So
exactly.
It is a problem, you know.
Well, GE, General Electric, big corporation.
Big.
Some people say it's a zombie corporation. Yeah, what that means is the debt's so big, it's just a matter of time before it goes insolvent. But
I've heard it's been looted for the last 20 years, you know.
Well, the pensions the people coming in for pensions, they're trying to buy them out. They're trying to do it. They're trying to do anything.
Here, I'll give you $1,500 for your pension.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever. Or, you know.
We're supposed to be getting that a week. I mean, a month, not for a buyout.
It's so irresponsible. In 2008, I guess it was, when they, you know, the big crash caused by the real estate market. You know, it came to light then. And General Motors got billions. And what's the first thing they did? Try and pension people off early and gave them $100,000 bonuses each. I had friends that got to quit at 53 with $100,000 each. That's what they did with the bailout money, mm-hmm. you know, instead of funding the pension funds.
That's right, instead of fixing it for the little people.
Trying to stomp it out.
Yeah.
The other interesting, not interesting, but I think important, is how people respond when this happens. We're seeing in France.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know a lot of details, one, because it's hard for us to get straight news over here.
Yeah.
So it's hard to trust exactly what's going on. There's definitely some unrest going on. We already know about the quote-unquote yellow vests that have been protesting. They keep telling us, oh, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing going on. But every week, they're
out on the streets. They're out on the streets. And every once in a while, one of them will get killed.
So now
they shoot them dead.
So now the shippers, the truck drivers are saying that we're not going to drive.
Yeah, we're
not
going to find out.
We've been paying our pensions. We agreed to this. This is part of our job. The mm-hmm. money's there, or we've put in the money.
Somebody stole it. Just like every pension.
It's interesting. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. And do you know, if you believe, you know, most people listening to this show probably have some concept that there is some kind of global overarching plan that people are executing and taking control of natural resources, governments. If you believe that's going on, I bet you dollars to donuts that those people are pretty interested in how the people in France are reacting.
Yeah, if you got a pension, you better find out what's going on.
Another story, and you told me this right before you came in, you know, the 45 seconds before we went on air.
Fresh.
Yeah, we know nothing about this, but we'll talk about what you told me in Baltimore. What is going on right now in Baltimore?
There's a warning for women out right now that they might be snatched and sold into white slavery or any kind of slavery, or snatched to get their organs.
Okay. Now, I saw the article, so it's not, I mean, this isn't just some internet rumor.
Right.
So this is some, I haven't had a chance to even study this. This is so important. This is so big to me.
In America.
This is big, right? This is bigger than this France story.
Right.
You're talking about America. Now, who put out the warning? That's what you got my attention when you told me who made the warning.
I thought it was the mayor. You know, I could be wrong, but I thought it was the mayor.
The mayor of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
In the United mm-hmm. States of America,
mm-hmm.
is warning people in the city, you might be snatched off the street, sold into white slavery, which is sex slavery,
right?
Prostitution, what have you, or you might be knocked over the head, put in the van, and Fulong gonged.
Exactly.
Your organs taken from you.
Bingo.
That what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
During the break, I'm gonna
dive into it.
I'm gonna dive. That's the big. You got to be kidding me if that's true. This is the United States of America. This isn't.
I know. Well, maybe Baltimore's not sort of like the United States.
This isn't the Chu Young.
War zone over there. The rats have taken over.
This isn't the Chu Young province of
Sichuan,
northeastern China, or whatever, or the suburbs of Sichuan or something. The Fulong Gong live. Okay. Is that not
it's
as big?
Crazy.
Is that not as big to you as it is to me?
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know.
It's America.
When you hear that, Wayne's sitting here. I mean,
we don't even have guns in Canada. Oh my God. It's a wild world, boys.
Okay. During the break, I promise you, I will at least spend a good solid minute and a half that I have during the break.
That's right.
And we'll get more to the bottom of that. But it appears to be at least there's a general truth of what we just outlined. This is the United States of America.
No. Crazy.
You don't think there's an ideological clash and an upheaval and a turmoil? Our children, they're taught that there is no mommy now. There is no daddy. There is, everything in our society is built upon When you start getting rid of those, what happens to society? Well, you have the mayor of Baltimore telling you, be careful on the street because you may get your liver taken out.
Yeah, he might. I'm just saying. He just might.
He might what?
Be in on it.
Why would he warn about it?
I don't know.
Who knows? All right, let's go on to some of these other stories.
Rich, powerful.
Pelosi announces full speed ahead with articles of impeachment against Trump. Does that surprise you at all?
No. They're gonna lose it.
I know, but their support is waning by the day.
Oh, by the day, by the minute.
Don't you think America's sick of this?
Yeah.
I mean, generally, I don't mean Republicans. I mean, just America in general.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I'm sick of it. You're sick of it. Wade's sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even live in this country. He said, leave
the man alone to do the job.
He said he's going home 2 days early because of that.
Does this mean anything if this goes to the Senate?
I don't think so.
Do you think they'll have the votes? Because support is waning.
I hope they don't even bring it up because it's all, you know, it's all illegitimate.
The fact that she says this, don't you think she knows she has the votes? So she's going to strong arm them, or she's going to remind them about the pictures about the 14-year-old girls or boys that they have about the senators?
I'm not.
I think it's to distract Americans from the fact that your last president blew more money than all the others in history.
Yeah.
You know, well, they don't focus on themselves. All they're picking on is your President Trump. It's ridiculous.
Distraction. You said a good word. Distraction.
Look over here.
Well, now the money supply, I mean, to be fair, that whole fiat money system is designed at the end. You know, Rob Kirby was on. Rob Kirby is brilliant.
He's
a Canadian. He was on the beginning of the – Rob Kirby is brilliant. He's talking about the very end. I can't remember who said this on air or off air. It all blends together to me. Mm-hmm. But this is an important point. At the end of the fiat money system, money supply grows gradually. If you look at it, it's like a slight incline. You know, if it was a hike, you could make the hike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, it starts to peak up like
it's the L.
reverse L curve. It goes straight up.
They were pushing down our throat 8 years ago.
So right now, that money supply is – you can't climb that
part
of the
ground. No, you can't.
This lady –
shot out of a cannon.
This lady needs to shrink Tucker Max, Professor Carlin's unhinged impeachment testimony. Did you see this?
Yeah.
What is her deal?
I don't know. They're unhinged. That's exactly what he's – they're out of their mind, these people.
In what way? I mean, when people – I don't want to sound like them because they just throw words out like, you know – you know, whatever. They just don't wear. What is it? What do you mean when you say that?
They just spit out lies.
Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, see, now you sound just like they do.
I try not to pay too much attention to her.
Well, then you sound just like they do now. Oh, he's got it
right. I don't pay too much attention to him. Like him.
Okay, you tell me how that's different than the Democrats. Trump's an idiot. Trump's a lunatic. Trump lies all the time. Well, how does he? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
How is that any different?
Because, I mean, a commie.
Why? Okay, well, I didn't know anything about this lady. She's a professor of law at
Stanford. That answers the whole thing. That answers the whole thing. She's a professor at Stanford. Professors are living in another planet.
Well, there you go, being overgeneralizing again. A clip of the anyway.
I bet you a dollar donuts I'm right, though.
That what? Right about what? That she lies?
Yeah.
Do you know one thing? Name me one thing she's lying about.
Oh, no. She's at Stanford.
Stanford! My gosh. All right. How's your watch doing? How's your Trump watch doing?
You've been doing pretty good.
You know, caught up.
It was a couple seconds behind, but it's all caught up now.
I'm not even going to talk about this lady. She's argued 9 cases before the Supreme Court. She has criticized Trump's actions, you know, pretty much nonstop.
Yeah, for what?
She was almost nominated to the Supreme Court. Do you believe that?
Wow. Yeah, I believe it.
By Obama?
You see some of those people on there? Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Lord, how'd she get on there?
I have no respect for that woman. And I'll give you a reason.
I'll give you the same reason.
She said that the new Constitution in Egypt. They were calling new. She said, "Oh, you shouldn't model it after the United States Constitution because that's old and outdated. Do it after the UN, whatever Declaration on Human Rights."
That's exactly right.
When she said that there's a flaw in the United States Constitution, she immediately
disqualified herself.
How can she judge the United States Constitution?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So she should be immediately fired.
Well, these Supreme Courts fellas, you know, I'm losing confidence in them. I don't know whether they've become political. They're supposed to be independent.
They're
in
not.
In Canada a few years ago, I'm ashamed of this, to be a Canadian, there was a man in Canada who said, because the gay pride parade in Toronto, the government gives them $5 million every year for the parade. And he said, all he said was, "I begrudge my tax dollars going towards the parade. You know, we have a Santa Claus parade that everybody pays for, but if you want your own parade, you should pay for it, not right. take it from the government." So that's all he said. He begrudged the money going to that. They sued him. The gay pride movement, wow. whatever, sued him. And, excuse me, his defense, of course, was freedom of speech.
Right.
I have a right to an opinion. He didn't say anything bad about him. He just said he begrudged the money, the $5 million a year. They sued him. He lost in the Ontario Supreme Court, so he appealed it. Lost in the appeals court, wow. and then he was just sure the Canadian Supreme Court would back freedom of speech. Well, they decided unanimously, the Supreme Court justices, that against him, he lost. And his whole defense was freedom of speech. And what they said in their results, in their decision, the Supreme Court was, that yes, the charter, we don't have a constitution, we have a charter of rights and freedoms. And the justices said, yes, there is freedom of speech in Canada, so long as it doesn't offend anyone. So,
wow.
What can you talk about? You can't Nothing. Talk about religion, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about whether you want your money going to the gay pride parade or
you
any
talk
other
about Chinese
parade.
Food.
Because you're right.
Talk about anybody.
You talk about Chinese food.
You got freedom of speech as long as you don't offend anybody. Yeah. So, you know.
And your bathroom.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You know, this is, we frame this and we've talked about it almost ad nauseum on this show, but this bears repeating. Because all these little political discussions get carried, you know, and what you're bringing up is this isn't a little thing.
No.
This is a major thing.
Yeah.
It goes to the ideology of who you are. Who are you? And I've been telling you this over and over again. The politicians, the governments, the whatever, all this you are seeing, people are trying to characterize you a certain way and make you self-define in a way that serves them, meaning you are a subject, you are below the state in Canada, as you just said, you shut up, you have freedom as we give you as long as you don't offend the whole, that you are working for the greater good, that you are a cog in this wheel. The great American ideal is that your rights, your being, who you are, is beyond the scope of any of those things, and your rights are outside of government, and so government can't control them that way. This is the American ideal, and I swear to you on all that I know and am that this is the battle as we go forward. Who are you? That's why I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Every one of these political discussions, every one of them boils down to basically what we just talked about, what I just said.
And you know what else, Daniel? This is what offends me. So you really don't have free speech in Canada, and yet some of the immigrants to Canada have managed to stop us, the kids saying the Lord's Prayer in school. That's not allowed
anymore. They have an opinion.
Merry Christmas
right.
isn't allowed anymore.
Yeah,
so, I mean, what about that freedom of speech? That offends me.
Absolutely.
I guess I could sue them and win. Not likely.
Not likely.
Not likely.
Good luck with that.
I was born in that country, so I have no rights.
Yeah. And you think that's not going to happen here? Just look
what
at
mean?
That.
No, it is happening.
Yeah, it is.
John Roberts.
It is happening.
Yeah. John Roberts with the Affordable Care Act. He rewrote it.
Anybody who wants, I don't care. I see this, boy, there's a few things that get me fired up quicker than anything. We're starting to approach one of them. I don't care if you're police. I don't care if you're a judge. Anybody wants to get on this radio and debate me on this, I'm telling you the judicial justice, the whatever you want to call it system, is not serving justice or fairness at all.
Oh, yeah. They're occupying force.
When Cliven Bundy was in trial, on trial, ladies and gentlemen, you explain this to me. And part of his defense, he wanted to read the Bill of Rights in court. And that judge stopped him and said, you read another word and I'm going to put you in jail for contempt of court. Are you kidding me?
No.
You want to see where this is going? You want to talk about pensions and people in trucks in France stopping traffic? My God, we should have pitchforks and torches right now. To that judge.
Yeah. It did the same thing to AJ when I was in court with AJ. Bring up the Constitution, you're going to jail for 30 days for contempt of court.
Here, more news. We got a couple of minutes. We'll do some more news after the break. We got Wayne here. We're going to have a fun time. We can do anything. It's Canada Day here.
It's Canada.
Hey, you don't have free speech up here. You got free speech here, buddy.
You can say what you want.
And you got that big, that beautiful beaver up there. Isn't that your national...
You got the bald eagle.
That's a killer bellet beaver, right?
Yeah.
A couple of news stories before the break. We mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't realize it was this bad. U.S. students in Beijing. How much better in math do you think they are?
Four times.
Four grades. They're four grades.
Four grades?
They're four grades ahead of us these testings in middle school. So testings in middle school, they're four grades ahead of Americans.
Our test is how many genders are you today, Tommy?
If you sell four packages of crack in Baltimore at a price of X, how long will it take you to recoup to pay for your pimp? You know, that's the questions that we're asked in Baltimore. Another fantastic story about the guns, ladies and gentlemen. Remember we talked about Shenandoah County yesterday, blowing up that city hall?
That made me feel good.
Virginia Beach. We'll talk about it on the other side.
This
is a fantastic story.
Yep.
Something inside you is outside of anybody else's control. You have been given something. You have divinity within you. This is the battle. This is the war. I believe in you. I want freedom. What do you want? Stay tuned.
Dumb.
Power Hour. PowerHour.com or with Wayne Elliott, Mr. Canada.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
We did do a little research here. Yes, it is the mayor. The mayor of Baltimore is warning that there's people going around in white van or people. I don't know the details of that. Probably he doesn't know either. Stealing women and other people off the streets, potentially putting them into white slavery, and potentially stealing their organs. In the United States of America. I don't know what else to say.
Me neither. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Have something like that happen in this country.
Is there an Amber Alert for that on your cell phone?
No, I did not. My wife did not.
I mean, that's a real Amber Alert. You can imagine that and get on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Hey, watch out for people in white vans going around and stealing your liver.
That would be a public service to have that.
Okay, let me ask you. See, we're going to end up going down on this. I can't believe this. Okay, Wayne, you hear that story. And then, okay, say if this was Canada. That's going on, and you don't have a gun? What are you supposed to do?
Well, it's even worse. My local gas station got robbed. These guys backed a truck through his wall at 5:30 in the morning, chain around the ATM machine, dragged it out, and there was a police car 30 seconds away, just by chance. There were eyewitnesses. The gas station owner was there, and when the police car showed up, he said, they're not more than a quarter mile down number 3 highway. Go after them.
There they are.
The cop said, we can't. We have to have a backup to do a chase. So I hope there's no Canadian crooks listening to this. No, I'm serious, because you got a free few minutes.
There's
a cop watching you.
You got a free shot.
That's right. I was so disgusted at that. I mean, they got guns, they got tasers. What are they afraid of?
Doing their job.
Disgusting, really.
Well, in the United States, you know, we've said this 100 times, the Supreme Court's order rule, police are, it is not their job to protect you.
That is correct. Anybody thinks that, they are wrong.
The Supreme Court's ruled that. Their job is to enforce
statutes and codes.
That's it.
You know,
that's
in Canada, they're especially trained to console the victims. A lot of time, the police bend and consoling victims, not catching the crooks.
While they're picking their pockets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no,
it's terrible.
I'm ashamed.
Why do I laugh about these things? I must have a sixth sense of humor. Let's let you know about some specials over the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your purchases, especially lately. You've really been supporting us, and we've worked really hard to do a better job of shipping to you, being more responsive. Catherine and Jay, they've done yeoman's work. Wayne Elliott here has helped us with his involvement with what we're doing, and we're very, very excited and proud. We are really excited to bring these products to you. Please give us a shot. Please give us a chance. If you've never bought for us, maybe you haven't bought in a long time, our shipping is quick. We're really responsive. We have answers for you. We have a toll-free phone number. They speak English.
That's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
If I call up someplace and I can't barely understand them, I hang up.
I don't even want to talk to them.
Yeah, I hang up.
877-8.
They just lost the sale.
877-817-9829 is the phone number, thepowermall.com. If you have the internet, I promise you there's something there you can use. We got some specials on all the Global Healing Center products. Dr. Group will be here tomorrow, actually. Love to talk to Dr. Group. Excited to have him on. The Oxy Powder, the Detoxidine, the Vegan Safe B12, the Lateral Flora, the probiotics in a pill form that's stable on the shelf. That's really hard to get. You guys have requested that. So, look, if you tell us what you need, what you want, whatever, we try to respond here. So we've brought that back. The other thing, something you've used, those detox foot pads. I've never used them, but I know you've used
great.
Them.
They're great. Take heavy metals out of the bottom of your foot.
How do they work? The blood, the pores in your feet?
The herbs that are in it's like a tea bag that you tape to the bottom of your feet before you go to bed. And you just might be amazed in the morning if that gauze-covered tea bag type thing it's like it's covered in peanut butter. That's heavy metals.
Wow.
So they're very good. I'd like to talk for a minute, Daniel, about a product that you found and that I trialed in Canada, this REM Sleep.
Well, let's get to the trial. Let's finish this. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
We're going to get, because that's big news.
It is.
And so I don't want to spend just a second on it, but that REM Sleep, you got a real story to tell about that one. So we'll definitely talk about that. Super Silver, you've used that Super Silver before.
Have we ever? It's in all of our safety kits and all the yards for burns, for wounds, for infection, for eyes. It's incredible.
So for people who don't know you, going around talking about Strauss heart trials may be your passion, but it's not your first job.
No.
What is it that you do? So people, when you say in the yard, explain this.
I make my living for 49 years now. I'm a ship breaker. We recycle warships and freighters, big ships, scrap metals. We're battery recyclers, so we handle all the dangerous stuff, lithium, the reactive metal lithium, all the toxic metals, mercury, cadmium, lead. We recycle all the batteries in Ontario, actually, our company does.
So the battery, so obviously it's hazardous. You can't just throw it in a landfill. So you take it and make it safe. What do you do? How does that
even process it? You know, this will be interesting to you. From alkaline batteries, that's the batteries that are non-rechargeables.
You mean the ones in like a little video game or something like that?
Your TV remotes.
Yeah.
We make a micronutrient additive that grows every cob of corn in the United States that's grown for ethanol. And with 30 pounds of this black mass, we call it, it has 4 of the 8 micronutrients in it. It's from the batteries. Of course, it's stabilized and clean and all the rest of it. But 30 pounds on an acre gives them 20 extra bushels of corn. So we're really proud of that. We invented this process in Canada. Our customer is the United States. And you guys grow all your corn for ethanol using our black mass. And so I thought that was and believe me, smarter people than me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back live. We're in a remote location. We're not in our studio, and we're at the hotel meeting Wayne here, and that's the internet basically shut down here for a second. So everything's back up. I apologize again about that. Getting back to what we're talking about here with Wayne, you were in the middle of this. I think you were in the middle of the story talking about your battery operation, which was extremely interesting. So you're taking alkaline batteries and actually then growing corn with it.
Yes, bottom line, yes. The 4 out of the 8 micronutrients that we need, without them, everyone would die. 4 of the 8 are in the alkaline batteries, and our engineers figured a way to separate everything out into this black mass that grows every cob of corn for ethanol in the United States. So pretty proud of that.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? The Strauss, of course, we'll talk about Strauss Heart Drops. You know, the flagship product from Strauss changed many people's lives. Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm. We also sell. I don't have a lot of experience with either one of those products. We'll get Wayne to talk a little bit about that. He's got a little cold here, a little coughing fit. But Cold Oregano or Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm. I've never used them.
Excuse me.
Tell us a little bit about the you all right there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit about those.
Pardon me, Daniel.
No problem.
The Smooth Oregano is very easy to take, spearmint flavored, and excuse me, sounds like I need some.
Yeah.
Kills yeast, candida, and so forth. Very effective.
Is it like, you know, I know a lot of us have, pretty much everybody's got some kind of candida, most people, and it's a real problem.
Yeah, for sure it is. And this will kill the yeast, and you will get rid of it shortly after. Your body doesn't like dead yeast inside you, so, pardon me, you'll get rid of it in the bathroom. The Cold Storm is a great time of year for that, to prevent or to treat a cold, and having great success with that in Canada. So these are good products to take. Can we talk about the REM sleep for a few minutes?
We will. Let's get to that study in a second. Let's get back to a couple of news stories and we'll go. A big story out of Virginia. You know, yesterday Shenandoah County the county courthouse was, you know, full, 1,000 people in the parking lot that, you know, were there to discuss this quote-unquote new bill at Virginia, in Shenandoah. This basically makes target shooting, you're teaching somebody target shooting, illegal. Now Virginia City Beach, which is a much bigger area, residents at Park City Hall demand to become a Second Amendment sanctuary.
I heard that. That's wonderful. Absolutely.
So basically the premise is the people who want sanctuary cities for illegal aliens,
they want to take all our rights away.
Right. So in Virginia, they say, well, why can't we be a sanctuary for the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
So I don't care what your stupid quote-unquote laws say.
That's
we're
right.
Going to have the Second Amendment no matter what. How important do you think this is?
That's huge. Absolutely huge. I mean, these people have misstepped or misthought or whatever it is. Americans aren't like any other people in the world. We got freedom running through our veins. You know?
Well, our ancestors certainly did.
And it's still there. It's just got to be awakened. I think it's going to be like Yamamoto. Remember that famous quote by Yamamoto? I'm afraid I have awakened the
sleeping giant.
And that's what this Virginia is. I fear I have awakened a sleeping giant.
I think these two stories in France, the strike and the pensions, and this story here about the guns, these are two big. You know,
huge.
The government, if they
huge.
Keep wanting to overreach, they mm-hmm. keep wanting to infringe on our
Push.
Life.
They never stop pushing.
They really need to pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. U.S. military completes pullback from northeast Syria. RT is reporting on this. I hear mixed reports about this all the time. Are we out of Syria or this area? Are we going to stop?
I thought we were out.
Are we going to?
Do we sneak some people back in?
I don't know. What in Canada? What are the thoughts about Syria, the Middle East, and all that?
I don't know, really. Canadians are too busy drinking beer and getting more coffee. And that's where they bitch and rag about everything, and then they go about their business, go get some more beer.
Samoa, there's a measles outbreak in Samoa. They're pretty concerned about that. Families, if they want a vaccine to stay safe, they can put a red flag outside their house.
No, man.
Well, there you go. Well, let's get to some of the things that your work with Jim Strauss. Tell us a little bit, especially if people don't know who you are. Why don't you give a little background on how you came in contact with Strauss, the beginning of it, and then meeting Jim Strauss, and then let's go from there.
Well, I began to suffer heart disease over 20 years ago. Really 30 years ago, I had heart arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat for 10 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That drove me crazy. And as time went on, I just lost energy, lost interest, got to a point where I really hoped the phone didn't ring or no meetings. And I was so fortunate because after my worst problem, I survived 7 years. I didn't take any pills. I didn't have any surgery. I was scared stiff of all that stuff. Just, I seen before I met Jim Strauss and learned everything he taught me, I had angst against chemical drugs and so forth. Well, when I learned from a friend about the Strauss heart drops, I ordered a bottle that day, and I don't know, I think it's amazing. In 2 weeks taking the Strauss heart drops, I got my hearing back in my left ear that I'd lost years before. Never dreamed that was cholesterol, but it was. My bronchial cleared. I stopped wheezing. And then at about the, I don't know, 9th or 10th week, my energy began to ramp up. Anxiety, which I didn't really know I had when I was suffering this, until afterwards, either I was in denial or once I wasn't anxious anymore and had energy and increased blood flow, because the Strauss heart drops are proven to clear plaque from cholesterol, calcium that we can't absorb on bones and joints or heart valves. They're proven to remove that. And it's just impossible to explain to anybody, Daniel, how invigorating it is when you start to increase your blood flow. It truly is hard. I thought I was Superman in just a few months.
Now, the medical community, whatever, the medical industrial complex in America, certainly, they like to describe, they hear the word cholesterol and they freak out and they want to put you on a pill for the rest of your life. Explain that dynamic about, some people even call it the cholesterol myth. Explain the cholesterol myth. What is that?
Well, Jim Strauss always called these statin drugs, these cholesterol pills, the most insidious pharmaceutical. It's also the world's largest selling pharmaceutical. And what the statin drugs do to try and control your cholesterol is partially shut down your liver, basically. They shutter your liver's function because our liver produces cholesterol because we do need it. The trouble is, Daniel, the liver has hundreds of functions, so we're governing those down too. And people have suffered some awful fates on these statin drugs. But the cholesterol myth is this business that high blood cholesterol is dangerous. Well, the facts say that that's nonsense, because 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol. That's the myth.
So to summarize for people, I think that's one of those important statements that we have ever had health-wise on the show. The concept that spread all over the country, all over the world, if you have high blood cholesterol, oh, boy, you might have a heart attack. When in fact, 80% of people who have heart attacks have normal to low blood cholesterol.
That's right.
So you straighten me out if I'm wrong here. And you, when you started to get in deeper contact with Strauss people, you learned about Jim, who's the inventor of the Strauss heart drops, one of the greatest herbalists of the 20th century. Absolutely. I think time will prove that and has proven that. We are told that, well, there's a lot of cholesterol in your arteries, so then cholesterol is a problem. When in fact, cholesterol is not a problem, it's trying to solve a problem. Explain that dynamic.
Well, that's right. And when it's floating in your blood, it's not stuck somewhere. It doesn't restrict your blood flow. It's where it sticks that the problem starts. So hence, when I wasn't well, I had what doctors would have said perfect blood cholesterol level. They never suggested pills to me.
So you're about to die. You're about to keel over literally from a heart attack any day.
That's right.
Having angina, having, you know, anxiety,
all
everything.
Yep.
I mean, you could have keeled over, you know, walking to the grocery store.
And that's why I think I don't know, maybe my purpose for being put here, Daniel, was to do this and talk to people about what Jim Strauss taught me, because it's amazing to me. I survived until I found the Strauss heart drops, and then my life was saved and changed forever. And I'm committed to telling anybody I can about this miracle product and how Western medicine really has it dead wrong. And if you take a look at the clinical study, of the world's largest selling drug. It's a statin drug. I don't know if I should mention the name, but anyway, a cholesterol drug. Take a look at the clinical study. It's unbelievable. It helped less than 1 of 100 people. How did that get approved? That's a miserable failure. Failure.
Well, we want to do a little bit of disclaimer. We don't have medical licenses here, nor do we want them. So if you want medical advice, go to the appropriate people. The FDA has not approved what we're saying. So we want to make that clear. If that's what you want to put confidence in that, then please search out that. We encourage you to search that out. If you want to hear a different perspective and you know, what's helping real people, what real people are saying is helping them, their own experiences, then that's what we're going to discuss. These clinical studies, Dr. Sherry Rogers, who is a medical doctor, one of the foremost in the world, one of the greatest medical minds in the world right now, she says and has talked at great length about the way these studies, the interpretations are mislabeled or manipulated. Yep. So that, you know, they can take a study, like you just said, 1 in 100 people are helped by this drug. They can turn it around, manipulate it, and pretty soon, it's, well, 50% of people, their life is better because of this.
Well, you know what else is it's not coincidental, Daniel, but you won't find, at least I've never found on the dozens of clinical studies I've read on various drugs, because people have called or asked, you know, I'm on this pill. There isn't one drug that I've found, one clinical study where part of the criteria is, how do you feel, Mr. Brigman?
They never ask.
No, because how do you think people feel on a bunch of pharmaceuticals? They don't feel too well.
Lethargic.
From my experience.
Yeah. Lethargic.
Well,
damn.
Make your way from the couch to the kitchen table, have a cup of tea, back to the couch. That's prolonging death, not prolonging life.
What now? Getting back to the cholesterol. So when you have the clogged arteries, are usually caused by calcification of the arteries, right? So some your body, we have the wrong form of calcium, or we're not able to break down, or whatever. Calcification occurs. It's like a little bump. Imagine a tube.
Yep.
So there's a little bump that occurs. So then to help repair this, your body wants to fix this. It flows cholesterol there to almost be a Band-Aid.
Right. And here's the thing, you know, none of the pharmaceuticals claim, in their defense, none of them claim to clear out any plaque. These cholesterol statin drugs, they don't claim to clear out one grain of plaque. None of them do. They shutter your liver's function, so you produce less. The other functions of your liver, well, they're governed down too, and there's some real dangers, as the drug maker warns, in their defense again. But the Strauss hard drops, the big difference is, they dissolve and remove the plaque safely to increase blood flow everywhere you have an artery, vessel, vein, the tiny capillaries to your skin. If you've got blue lips, grayish skin, that's a signal, folks. Diabetics. This is such a must for diabetics. And this is my own experiences, Daniel, of talking to tens of thousands of people at lectures and on radio shows over the past 20 years since Jim Strauss taught me. I was his student for many years and never told me a thing didn't turn out to be 100% true. He was an amazing man. So why not clear the plaque and cholesterol and calcium to get full blood flow like we're supposed to have? That's how nature made it.
So cholesterol is not a cause of lack of blood flow. It is a sign. It's not the cause of the problem. It's a sign of the other problem, the calcification of the arteries.
Right.
Calcification is not cholesterol is not the cause per se.
That's right.
It's the Band-Aid your body's trying to put on the real cause, which is the calcification of the arteries.
That's right. Yeah.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would say so. And listen, blood flow is our most important body function. There's no doubt about that. It's like if you think of your vehicle or your tractor, how long does it run without fuel and lubricants and oil?
Not long.
It's amazing the human body runs as long as it does when we're not well. But amazing piece of equipment, the human body. But, you know, you need that blood flow, and it changes your life. It changes how you feel. I'm still amazed by it. It's 22 years, Daniel, that, I'm 65 years old. I feel 30. If someone was dumb enough to give me a football helmet, I'd play again. then I'd probably need a doctor. But it's just amazing. This Jim Strauss and his family, he was the seventh generation, medicine man. They had this craft of creating these formulas down so cold. It was something else, really. And so you can't go wrong. I mean, Health Canada told us years ago, 100% safe, 100% no contraindications with any pharmaceuticals. And the Strauss Company guarantees people their money back. So you can't lose.
I think that's a very important point, that a government has already looked at this, kind of like the FDA here in America, has looked at this and said there are no contraindications.
Right.
So if you're taking other pills, or you may or may not want to wean yourself off, or you may just want to do what the doctor said, that's fine. Then keep doing that. And please, we encourage that. Please just don't say, well, that's it, I'm not going to take any of my pills. because that can be dangerous too.
Very dangerous. Some of these are more dangerous to quit suddenly than they are to take in the first
place. Taking.
And in the drug maker's defense, they tell you all the potential harm, the potential serious side effects, folks. So please read your paperwork. We now know that pharmacists aren't doing, they're educated people, but they're not, they're overwhelmed. And
yeah,
Canada, they've said that they cannot check for every customer that comes in for a prescription. They can't check if there's any contraindications with what they're on already and what the doctors put them on. So there's no one looking out for us now. So you must read your paperwork so that you know when you're having one of these serious side effects. I mean, you've got to, health's your most important thing, folks. You better pay attention to it and look after yourself.
So just to be clear, Health Canada has put the stamp. There are no contraindications with this product.
Right.
Very important.
And listen, they didn't do that because they wanted to promote national medicine.
Right.
I think they hoped to find a problem. You know, that's the way this Western medicine works. I mean, it's all about big money, isn't it, Daniel?
Well, that's what it's become.
Doctors were told by one of their guru institutions, John Hopkins, 20 years ago, for example.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.